Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. Harrowing stories coming out of the Dominican Republic lately about people who are getting deathly ill, some are even dying on vacation. One Tulsa family visited the country lately. She didn't want to share her name, but she shares her story. KRMG's Russell Mills has more.
Tell me a little bit about the trip. How is it that you guys found yourself in the DR?
Well, we had a friend that initiated the trip, and he had been there several times, he and his wife, and we went with a big group, and we all thought it would be a fabulous time, so that's how it all got started. And it was kind of a bucket list trip for many of us, because, like I said, only one couple had ever been there before at this particular resort that we were at. So they had been there three times prior to when we had gone. So.
How big was this group? How many folks?
There was nine of us that went.
Okay. And when was this?
This was, let's see, at the end of May of this year. So the 29th through June 6th is when we were there.
Okay. So less than a month ago. We're talking like 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. So clearly there have been headlines, maybe going back almost a year, about people getting sick in the Dominican Republic. Was that on your radar at all when you guys headed there? Or
no, you know, it wasn't, because, you know, we've traveled to Mexico and things like that. We knew, you know, your basic stuff, don't drink the water, don't brush your teeth with the water, you know, that the same things you hear about, you know, everywhere else when you travel outside the country. But other than anything else, maybe some of the dangers, don't walk the beach at night, you know, that kind of thing. Stay on the resort, which is what we did the entire time.
Okay. So the normal security precautions that Americans should take abroad, especially, I guess, south of the South America, Central America, South Asia, Middle East, et cetera. All right. So, I mean, it's one thing to be in London, right? Another thing to be in other cities around the world. But apparently your husband got sick. Why don't you tell me the story? So what happened? Did this happen while you were still there, when you got back? Just kind of run it down.
Yes, we were there. It was, I believe, the third day that we were there. And he's a big guy. I mean, big guy. He likes beer, but he decided to do a drink that day. And mind you, it's on a all-inclusive resort, so the drinks are small. You know, you get those little plastic cups, and so they're kind of small.
Right.
Well, he had gone to the bar at one of the pool bars and ordered two drinks. And during that time, the workers, bartender guys, and some of the security have been hanging around and kind of bragging about prostitution and how they can get things for people. And we witnessed some exchanging of drugs, what we assumed to be drugs, because he had been talking about it with my husband. Prior to that, my husband kind of had a red flag up as to, you know, us girls, you know, shouldn't be walking around the resort alone because of that. So anyway, while he's at the bar, he orders two drinks, and he does see one of the bartenders fill up one of the alcohol bottles with what looked to be water. And so he kind of was leery of that bottle, was watching them make his drink. And maybe it wasn't so smart for us to drink from that bar. Probably not. But he felt, you know, monitoring the bartender. Okay, I'll let this guy make me a drink. So he walks off with two drinks, one being kind of a frozen fruity drink that they are popular there, the place, and the other being like a vodka tonic. And the fruity drink was actually supposed to go to me, and I didn't want it that day, so he decided to take a drink of it, and he probably didn't get halfway in, and he was face down in the pool.
So, what, like passed out?
Or yes. Yes.
It knocked him out?
Yes. And he's about 350 pounds. So you can imagine, I mean, he was completely fine talking, having conversation and all of that, and then all of a sudden face down in the water, and had to get, I had to call out for help. The resort people that were there, the employees, did not help us. Not at all. They looked at us and basically said, oh, he's had too much to drink, you know, and we all knew that that wasn't the case. And so there was an American lady that had helped us, and she actually got her daughter on the phone, which was a doctor, and we were kind of, she was telling her about his symptoms, what was going on, because we got him up in a chair out of the pool, which was difficult, and he was having some severe arm pain and chest pain that was very scary. He was breathing. He looked like he wasn't breathing on a regular, you know, rhythm. It was very sporadic and exhaustion type breathing, like he was having a hard time. And so at that point, we were pouring cold water on him to kind of get him to wake up, because he was not awake. His eyes were closed. So we had poured, this was our third glass of ice water that we finally poured down his neck. And he woke up, he was conscious, and just started vomiting quite a bit. So we took him to the resort, like ER there. And again, it was the same story. Oh, he's had too much to drink, which we all knew that that wasn't right. And they were charging us $500 here, $200 here to get him some, what they called a banana bag, which was like probably just fluids to hook him up with, which we didn't agree to. And then at that point we left the doctor's office, whatever you want to call it, and went back to the villa that we stayed in. And at that point, he was still vomiting, severe vomiting, and just chest pains and crying, and just he knew something wasn't right. And I've been married 19 years, and I've never seen this, ever. So, especially from him. So anyway, we got him into a cold shower, that kind of thing, and then put him down to rest a little bit. I didn't let him go to sleep. I wasn't sure what to do, because they didn't have like Wi-Fi there. You had to go to a certain spot in the resort to even get Wi-Fi, which was not convenient to us at all. And my cell phone didn't work. So I have no way of calling for help or anything like that. It was a very, very scary moment for us.
Wow.
And we got him out of the shower, he laid down, then he was convulsing, and his hands and wrists kind of curled up, tucked up underneath his chin, and just was shaking terrible. And eyes kind of rolling back, and that's what he experienced. And he was in pain. He said it was hurting. So I don't, and it was almost like he was on drugs, because he had, he just was acting very strange and needing me to rub his arm constantly to make him comfortable, that kind of thing. I'd never seen it before, ever. Nothing like that.
Terrifying. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Did they have a. Okay, I have a lot of questions, but go ahead and finish your story, and then we'll back up.
Well, so he rested, vomited throughout the night into the morning time, and that was about it as far as as that goes. And then the rest of the trip, of course, he was like, you know, he was ready to leave. We didn't trust anybody there. We began to see things that that opened our eyes quite a bit as far as traveling into that area. And we were ready to come home after that. But
Did you? Or did you guys go ahead and finish the trip?
We finished the trip because there were others with us in our group. So we went ahead and finished the trip and mainly hung around our villa, which had a pool, a private pool. And that it seemed to be okay there. But he did come home once we arrived back in the U.S. He was very, very ill. And, he had had severe diarrhea and stomach cramping, that kind of thing, headaches, that ended up being salmonella contamination. So,
it's food poisoning.
Which the health department, yeah, pretty much. In which our villa, there was four of us in one villa, and then the rest, the other five were in another villa. There, the villa of five never got sick, but our villa of four did. So I was ill, and our two other friends were ill as well. And one of the girls, on the last night we were there, she was vomiting, and so on. But not as bad, and not in the same way that my husband was. It was different.
Okay. So back in the States, I presume he went and saw a doctor.
Yes, we were at St. Francis there in Tulsa and saw an ER doctor there.
And that's where you got a diagnosis of salmonella?
Yes. They told us, they didn't tell us right away. It was like 2 days after that because they ran a lot of tests.
Right.
They did believe that he was poisoned by the alcohol. There was no doubt in their mind that that's what they said was the case there.
Okay, so. Now I'm confused. So salmonella is...
The salmonella is different. I mean,
so
it was
a different
both, issue.
He was both had salmonella poisoning and some other type of poisoning?
Yes,
did they correct. Did they give you like what kind of... poison was used or what they suspected had happened?
No, in fact, we asked for a toxicology lab to be done, but they recommended that we not do it because the street drugs would be different, ours in the U.S. versus theirs. I don't know why, but that's what we were told, and so we did not move forward with that. Which I kind of wish we would have. We should have just went ahead and pushed for it just in case. But that's what they were telling us.
Did you talk to the FBI or any law enforcement about this poisoning incident?
No.
Because, I mean, that would be if he was... I mean, what you're saying is, in your opinion, he was deliberately poisoned. Or am I misreading what you're telling me?
Yes, I don't know as far as deliberately. I don't know what the other person's intentions were. I don't know.
So it could have been bad booze, maybe something that they made on site that they got the recipe wrong or something. So you're not sure why this happened, but you're confident that he was given a substance that made him deathly ill.
Yes, because and the reason for that is because he had very little of it. And we're talking about maybe an 8-ounce cup, and he didn't even finish it.
And it was pretty quick, you said. The onset of his attack was like almost immediate.
Exactly. And it seemed as if it was going after the nervous system. And that's what we all noticed was that because of the pain in his chest, the pain in his breathing, and then him crunching up. You know, like when something's hurting in your nerves, that type of thing. It reminded me of something in the central nervous system type, you know, pain in that sense.
Wow. So how's he doing now? I mean, has he made a full recovery?
No. No. He's still not doing as well as he should be.
And continuing to get medical care, I would hope?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we're trying to get his system back to where it was, you know, through different ways to do that. And so he seems to be better. It is better for sure, but he's definitely not the same as far as, you know, the way he was when we left, before we left the trip, for the trip.
So let's go back to when you were in your room after you got him out of the pool and got him back. You went through that clinic or whatever they had, which doesn't mm-hmm. sound like they did a whole lot to help. Take him back to the room, right. And you said you couldn't get a cell phone signal. Are there no telephones? Are there no landlines in the rooms?
They do have a landline, which rings to their front desk. They do have that, yes.
So did you call the U.S. Embassy or try to alert anybody there in the Dominican Republic as to what was going on while this was happening?
No, because I didn't, and I did not know about him having only half of the 8-ounce drink until we were in the ER back in the U.S. I thought he had had more to drink, but that was not the case according to him.
Gotcha.
So at that point, when we were there, I knew something was wrong, but I thought, well, he's sick. Something's not right. But it wasn't alarming to the point where I felt like I needed to call the U.S. Embassy. Now, looking back, given that I did not have all of the information from my husband, now that I know, I would have done it in a heartbeat.
So I would guess you might be reading these stories of people getting sick or dying after trips to the Dominican Republic with closer attention. Have you been following those stories?
Yes.
And, I mean, what are your thoughts? Do you see any similarities or any differences? Do you think this is a one-off, or do you think this is what happened to your husband as part of this larger whatever it is that's going on down there?
After reading some of the symptoms that they have had, that they went through, it seemed to be very similar. Heart dropping to, you know, as I was reading it, I thought, oh my gosh, I mean, this could have been part of that same deal. If the case of the liquor is no good there, if it's contaminated, you know, from any type of place where the hotels or resorts are getting it, it's probably going everywhere. So, you know, I don't know, but according to where it's saturated, you know, we weren't in that area. We weren't in that same area. So I thought, you know, maybe it's not the same thing. But once I started reading it, I thought, you know, maybe I do need to tell somebody about this. And we did, we reported it, you know, with the health department and all that kind of thing, just in case anybody else got sick, and with the emergency room.
Which health department?
It would be the Tulsa County okay. Health Department. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. All right. So what happens next, I guess? No more trips to the DR for a while, I would presume.
No. Yeah. I don't, according to things that I've seen on Fox News and that kind of deal, and with my own brain, I tend to think that maybe, you know, they were okay with getting that alcohol put in, you know, to those resorts, and they all knew about it and didn't do anything about it. So I won't be trusting that area to visit.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. For Cox Media Group, I'm Bert Williams.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.